Louisiana Radio Network Sports, I'm Andre Champagne. LSU quarterback Garrett Nussmeier had both ups and downs in the 20-10 win over South Carolina. Nussmeier threw the ball better against the Gamecocks, but still made some poor decisions as he threw two interceptions. Head coach Brian Kelly liked the way that Nussmeier attacked, but says they need to limit his mistakes.
He plays with a swagger, and he's better with a swagger. Don't know that he had that the previous weeks. Thought he was a little bit robotic, but I liked the version of Garrett Nussmeier we saw. He was a lot more confident. He was a lot more active in the pocket. He, you know, had an opportunity to run a couple of times. That's the version we want. We want to clean up those, what I would call, uncharacteristic mistakes.
LSU will kick off against Vanderbilt on Saturday at 11 a.m. in Nashville. The LSU women's basketball team will start their season as the number 5 team in the country, as the preseason AP poll was announced today. UConn, South Carolina, UCLA, Texas, and LSU round out the top 5 teams. The Tigers will start their season on November 4th when they host Houston Christian at the PMAC. LRN.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia Bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Despite UL Lafayette's 2-4 record, the team can still mathematically win the Sun Belt West Division. Head coach Michael Desermo says everything the team wants is in front of them and believes the Cajuns can get it done, but says they will have to find a way to finish the close games more consistently.
I know we still have enough to go and get it done. I know we got enough to go find a way to win every week, but the reality of it is it's not going to be easy, and it's going to be those types of games, and we're going to have to play really well in all three phases, and we're certainly going to have to do things. We're going to have to do things to win the games and certainly not do things that end up losing them for you.
Desermo also announced that junior quarterback Walker Howard will return to practice fully this week after missing the last 6 weeks after suffering an oblique injury that required surgery. The Cajuns host Southern Mississippi on Saturday at 4 p.m. Last night, former LSU quarterback and Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels and the Washington Commanders were defeated by the Chicago Bears by a score of 25-24 after Bears kicker Jake Moody hit the game-winning field goal as time expired. LRN Sports, I'm Andre Schumpf.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Let's go. Come on.
Tiger Rag Radio is on the air.
Let's crank this thing up.
We're statewide, breaking down the latest happenings with LSU athletics.
This is us.
Hear from the coaches.
Put together a defense that puts us in a position to win the SEC.
The players.
We're having fun and we're working, baby. That's it, baby.
The recruits.
Show some passion and some heart.
And those who cover the Fighting Tigers of LSU and the SEC.
All those things are going to be there, which are important.
It's 2 hours of nonstop LSU talk.
What a privilege. I mean, you get to represent LSU.
Tiger Rag Radio is brought to you by Cummins. Cummins creates power solutions that the world depends on. Louisiana Beef Industry Council. Boudreaux's Electrical Services. Sunshine Quality Solutions. Super Chevy Dealers. And Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. Get ready to talk Tigers with producer Andre Champagne and our host, Todd Horn, Jeff Palermo, and Glenn Gildo.
Three great players that are better people than they are players.
This is Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
And the Super Chevy Dealer Studios on the road tonight as we are at the Goodwood Library, part of the East Baton Rouge Library System. Jeff Palermo along with Glenn Gilbo and Todd Horn here with you. We will get you a scouting report on the Vanderbilt Commodores. Teresa Walker from the Associated Press in Tennessee. She will be joining us a little bit later on in the hour. But now joining us is two-time national champion baseball coach Jay Johnson here on Tiger Rag Radio. Jay, welcome to the show. We appreciate your time tonight. How you doing?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing well. We're doing well. Well, before Glenn asks you who the weekend rotation will be, I wanted to ask about your trip to Washington, D.C. coming up on Monday. How cool is that to be able to experience that again?
Well, we didn't get to go last.
Yeah, that's right. I was pausing myself there because I couldn't remember if you got to go last.
Yeah, this is out there publicly that we are actually going.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
You talked about it a little bit last week. It was in the papers. Yeah.
Yeah, we're excited to go and proud of the team for the accomplishment. And, you know, from a personal standpoint, I remember growing up being a kid and, like, a 49ers fan and a Lakers fan, and that was the thing. Like, they win the Super Bowl, and you see Joe Montana at the White House and Magic Johnson, and so it's pretty awesome. It's a national championship, and we're going to the White House. I'm fired up for our guys.
Have they set a date yet?
It's Monday.
Oh, it's this Monday.
Yeah.
Okay.
It
go
is,
ahead, Todd.
Yeah, it is Monday. So,
Jay, I mean, I know you didn't get to go in 2023 after you won, but you're going now, and it's like a lifelong dream that you'll get to fulfill. What when's your scheduled trip to the White House for next year? Has that been set? The date's been
you know set? What? I just want to have a good practice on Thursday at this point in time. So, and keep the players' attention on this fall, this weekend. This is our fall break weekend, which is a week off for everybody, but we turn it into two-a-day practices all weekend. So it's
okay.
A good good time for us. It's the only time the NCAA doesn't have, like, hourly limitations on us is when we're out of school. So
One more White House question before we move on to the actual team.
Well, I actually got one, too.
Oh, my God, this is going to be the whole White House hour. We're not going to ask you how you're going to stop get the federal government working again, but what about the players that are kind of scattered across the country at this point? How do you get, you know, the Jared Jones of the world? Like, how are those guys getting there on Monday?
Yeah, I think almost everybody is leaving from here. We do have a couple players that aren't able to attend due to some other pro baseball commitments. Which that's unfortunate, but yeah. Everybody will be here for the ring ceremony, and I think that's probably the most important thing. I remember in 23, that was a real special day. You know, we got about an hour and a half together prior to it, and it's like you pick up right where you left off, you know, and that's something special about championship teams is they're forever, and I'm really looking forward to seeing those guys, you know, between this trip and the ring ceremony.
Well, Jay, speaking of the ring ceremony, you were pretty adamant ahead of the Texas A&M game because you knew that was going to be the ring ceremony, that you wanted a night game. So you got your wish, but how long were you on the phone pleading your case with Sankey to make that happen?
That was it. Yeah, that was it. I mean, he made a deal with me, though, that I could call him whenever I wanted as long as I kept his SEC national championship streak going. And that was right before the last game. And he's like, as long as we can have grown-up phone calls, he said he fields a lot of phone calls that aren't very grown-up, like from people in like positions like mine. He didn't say the sport per se, but I think we can probably all guess what that is.
All right, let's talk about the 2026 Tigers. First and third base, how are the battles going on at that? I know it's early on here, but how does that shaping up? Who are you looking at there at those two particular spots in the infield?
Yeah, I think, you know, an obvious question, you know, is who's gonna fill the spots where players are leaving. And obviously, you know, Jared, you know, is a staple there for us. Really for 3 years, you know, outside the end of the 23 season where we moved Trey back there. And then Michael Braswell did a terrific job on defense for us last year. So yeah, I'm very optimistic of how we're handling the ball on defense throughout. And we're kind of in a spot where three inner squads in, I feel like I'm not prepared to totally answer that question, but I can say I think we're going to play very good defense again, like last year's team did in the infield. As far as first base, you know, Zach York, who we brought in from Grand Canyon, probably our biggest impact hitter out of the transfer portal. That's kind of his natural position. It'll be, you know, some at first base and some at DH for him. Both catchers, Cade Arambidi and Omar Serna, I think have a chance to hit the ball with authority, and both are athletic enough to play over there. A lot of the infielders can play multiple positions, you know, whether that's Seth Dardar, Braden Simpson, you know, both those guys will be in the mix at second base as well as third base. Trent Carraway, transfer from Oregon State, doing a good job at third base at this time. John Pearson obviously is back, has improved his quickness and athleticism and ability to play low. Probably one of the highlights of the three games, and it wasn't much. I mean, we're talking a total of 16 innings. We handled the ball really good in the infield. So probably too early to tell, but there's some names for you.
Real quick, Jay, what happened? I'm curious, what happened in 23? How come y'all weren't able to go to the White House that year?
I don't know. I really don't know. I know I did bring it to somebody's attention. Just, you know, like I said, I think it's a very rare opportunity. I had saw that the women's basketball team did go. And so that was, they had won the championship before us. So I was hopeful that we would. And I don't really have an answer other than it just didn't really materialize.
Yeah, it doesn't happen and every time. Yeah, sometimes it's scheduling.
Yeah. And I get it. Like there's a little bit of an entire world that has to be operated through that place. So I'm just happy they're honoring the 2025 national champions in baseball.
And LSU Shreveport will be there too.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. What a season that was. I mean, to go undefeated in baseball at any level is something really, really special. And I think it's pretty cool that we both get to share in that together. And, you know, I'm an old NAIA guy. You know, when I coached at Point Loma, that's the division we were in. And so I think that's really cool. They had a great team. And I think it's awesome that both of us as national champions will get up there and be able to celebrate.
Jay, do y'all have practice on Tuesday, the day after the White House visit?
We absolutely do. And that was actually part of my speech today of, you know, stealing a quote from Nick Saban, more people die on the way down from Mount Everest than on the way up. And my
morbid.
my message was very simple of like, there's no way am I going to take any of the things that come along with national championship away from the guys that accomplished that. Like, yeah. So the White House, there's another dinner event, the ring ceremony. Like, I want them to enjoy that as they should as national champions. But there's going to be transitioning to what we have to do to prepare for this year. And, you know, stealing an old thing from Coach Burtman in our program, everything counts. And the Tuesday practice after we're flying back from D.C., it counts. And we want that to be quality. And when you have good guys on your team like Jake Brown and Steven Milam, they'll help us move it in a real positive direction.
That's cool, Jay, because I know you talk about Coach Saban a lot during the season. You admire him. When they went to the White House after he won the 2003 national championship, they had more trouble getting his schedule around the visit than the president's, okay? Because it happened during spring practice, and he was like, look, we practice three times a week. I'm not changing the schedule. So they went on like the Tuesday or something and got right back, went to practice. So
wow. Yeah.
You're just like your boy.
I've never had a chance to actually meet him in person, but I feel like I know him because I've studied him so much. That surprises me zero.
Yeah, right. All right, back to the 2026 team.
Give us a starting rotation.
I don't expect you to give us a starting rotation at this point. And I know you're locked into the fall, Jay, but, I mean, when you look at your schedule, specifically the SEC portion of it, I mean, obviously you got to go to Tennessee, you got to go to Ole Miss, you got Texas A&M here at Mississippi State, you got Florida here, but – and that you're at Georgia. I don't see any Arkansas. Is that, does that hurt your feelings a little bit?
No, I'm good with taking a break on that one. But as you're reading all those others off, I don't even know that it even matters anymore. You know, you're just in our league, you're going to get 10 opponents that are capable of going to the College World Series. And that's certainly what this schedule is. And, you know, I think Arkansas, as I've documented, it's kind of been the most consistent team, in my opinion, over the last 10 years of, you know, close to 45, 50 wins in Omaha or right on the doorstep of Omaha. But, yeah, I mean, I think we opened with Vanderbilt, we closed at Florida, and those were the, you know, two of the prominent programs of, you know, the previous decade. And, you know, you're looking at Georgia was a national seed last year. And I look at it, like, when I look at it on paper, when I look at, like, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, and Ole Miss, like, those are three national championship caliber teams this year that on the forefront you may not think about. You might think about Tennessee, which is a national championship caliber roster also. So I don't usually get too worked up in that. We got a lot of work to do.
Yeah.
And I'm excited about that and enjoy the fall, because it's just you kind of don't think about those people or what's immediately ahead. Like today we were making sure we're really good at executing hit and runs. And there was a couple times that came up last year and we were on it and it led to winning. So it's just super boring, but I'm wired that way. And we had a good day of executing hit and runs today.
Tell us about let's talk a little pitching here. Having Casey Evans potentially in the weekend rotation, some of the other guys that you think, I know we've been joking about the weekend rotation, but guys that you really feel that are going to be battling it out here to be starters on the weekend. How do you see that battle? I would imagine you get probably got about 8, 9, 10 guys that are in position to do that.
Yeah, I feel like that we have a lot of options to do that. I think there's a starting point of guys from last year's team. I think those four freshman pitchers last year that are now sophomores are all contending for that. You mentioned Casey Evans, thought he was the best freshman pitcher in college baseball last year. We certainly want him to make a step in that direction. I think he's capable of doing that. We've brought him along slower than some of the other guys just because of every inning he threw last year was a leverage inning. So it was 59 and two-thirds innings. It might have well been 110, because every pitch he threw for the entire season, maybe outside of opening day, really, really mattered. And so he's going to throw live to hitters for the first time this Friday, and then he'll take the mound competitively for the first time the following Friday. And then Maverick Rizzi, you know, pitched in the regional and super regional last year, had a good couple outings in the Cape Cod League. He looks poised for a step forward. William Schmidt, who we started a lot in midweek action last year, has made a very nice jump. He was outstanding on Sunday this past weekend. Cooper Williams, who's prominent, pitched in the regional, super regional in Omaha, I think had a good summer of training, probably has advanced himself the most of those four guys. So those four, Zach Cowan, obviously, huge start in Omaha. I think everybody knows the faith and trust I have in Zach. Jaden Newt, like Kaysen, we're bringing along a little bit slower. He will be in that mix as well. And then there's two really good freshmen, like really, really good. Marcos Paz and Reagan Ricken, I think, have an outstanding chance to be real staple pitchers in the program. Like, I think these guys that are sophomores this year, with the contribution they made last year, are going to be as well. So I think there's a lot of options, and that's a real good thing. I think the Cooper Moore, transfer from Kansas, throwing the ball incredibly well. He threw the ball well on Friday last week and then sat in on his bullpen today and was outstanding. And I think he was a first-team All-Big 12 guy last year, and early returns, or you can clearly see why. So we have a lot of sorting out to do there. So that gives you some good names to start with, though.
Jay, how's Gavin Guidry progressing, and what can we expect to see from him this year?
Yeah, it's going good. You know, I'm really pleased, at his progress. And a pretty invasive surgery on his back. And the doctors talked about, look, he's not going to look or feel good for a while. And then it's going to, like, basically pop, and he's going to feel like back to normal. And we've gotten through that point, and now he is moving and operating like he did when he was moving and transitioning here like a high school shortstop, and he's a terrific athlete. So that's great to see. Now it's making sure the arm is in shape, and so he's actually a few weeks behind. My goal is to have him throw the last three weekends of fall baseball. And okay, so he'll get out competitively the last 3 weeks, I guess, working back from the weekend before Thanksgiving. And I do want him to get on the mound and get on the mound competitively, and feel like we've got a great plan to get him there. Watched him play catch today, and that will be a nice shot in the arm to get him back, because I think everybody, like I just mentioned with Zach, I think everybody knows how I trust and feel about Gavin.
Well, are you concerned at all about him mentally after missing a whole year, though?
Not at all. The guy was born to compete, and some guys just have that. I don't think it will take long at all. I mean, he's got the compete factor, and he's got a weapon outfit, and you put those two things together and gives me all the confidence. He's a guy that can win without his best stuff, too, and that's a mark of a good pitcher for me.
All right, Jay. I expect the federal government will be back open on Tuesday after your visit on Monday. Appreciate your time, man.
Yeah, we're going to get everybody in line. That's what we're going to
do. All right. Thanks, Jay.
All right.
All right, guys. Thanks.
Coach Jay Johnson, two-time national champion coach who will live out a dream on Monday. He'll visit the White House. That's pretty cool. All right, another library guest, Brandon Riley, will join us when we come back. This is Tiger Rag Radio from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio, broadcasting live tonight from the Goodwood Library.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-CUMMINS, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-CUMMINS.
I'm Richard Fontenot, president of the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation. For more than 100 years, Louisiana Farm Bureau has been the voice of Louisiana agriculture. Louisiana Farm Bureau advocates on behalf of all the farmers and ranchers across our great state. What that really means is we advocate for you to ensure we have the safest, most abundant, and affordable food supply in the world. Louisiana Farm Bureau is 145,000 members strong, and we want you to join the Louisiana Farm Bureau family.
Visit lafarmbureau.org, the Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, the voice of Louisiana agriculture.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
You should call that radio station and let him have it.
Good idea.
1-800-673-5555.
I want to be under the bright lights. I want to be on the Broadway stage.
Tiger Rag Radio is on now.
Tiger Rag Radio continuing tonight from the Goodwood Library. That's where the Super Chevy Dealer Studio is tonight, part of the East Baton Rouge Parish Library System. Joining us once again, it's Brandon Riley, Adult Community Programming and Outreach Librarian. He talked about the Baton Rouge Maker Faire, which is taking place this Saturday from 10 to 4. And if you're a movie buff, it is certainly something you want to check out. Brandon is back to talk about Revolution, talking about a revolution. Of course, America set to celebrate its 250th birthday. I guess it'll be next year, right?
That's right.
Next year. So you're going to get a jump start on it coming up later this month, right?
So believe it or not, last October we had our first one of these America 250 events where the Sons of the American Revolution came in and they did a tea test taste for the teas that were dumped into the harbor at the Boston, you know, tea party. Anyway, so they're going to be back on October 24th, but that's a great, wonderful thing that's happening. But really what we're celebrating is Ken Burns has a new documentary out. It's 12 hours long. We are not going to watch it that day. We're going to watch a screener twice with representatives from LPB. We'll be here doing a sneak peek of the 12-hour documentary, Ken Burns documentary, that is debuting in November. They're going to have an impaneled discussion. Marie Gravois is going to be here with the dancers Louisiane. They do period-appropriate dance and clothing and music. They're going to show up at the end of the day. We have Little Wars is going to be here because, believe it or not, there is a role-playing tabletop game that is set in Revolutionary time.
Okay.
They're going to have that set up. They're going to invite people to come in and participate. It's going to be a day-long, family-friendly day of lectures and screeners and discussion and learning all about this wonderful country.
So this, if you're a history buff, this is Saturday, October 25th, correct?
Saturday, October 24th.
24th, excuse 24th. Me. 24th. Yes. And it's all day?
All day. The first screener runs at 10, but we're going to be here all day doing all kinds of activities.
Talking about a revolution, that is Saturday, October 24th. Come to the Goodwood Library here in East Baton Rouge Parish to check it out before the LSU A&M game. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it, Brandon, for stopping
Absolutely.
By. All right, we'll take another break. When we come back, we'll get you that scouting report on the Vanderbilt Commodores. This is Tiger Rag Radio, Super Chevy Dealer Studio from the Goodwood Library.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
Every winner knows a great play starts with a solid game plan and the right team by your side. At Sunshine, we're here to keep your operation running strong. From tractors to harvesters, we've got the John Deere equipment you need to tackle every job with confidence. Because when the work's done right, there's more time for the things that matter, like cheering on your favorite team. Make Sunshine Quality Solutions part of your playbook this season and learn more about what it means to be powered by Sunshine at sunequip.com.
Unleash the wild side of LSU sports. Tiger Rag Magazine is not your average sports read. It's the jungle of jaw-dropping plays, the roar of the crowd, and the stripes of true sportsmanship. Every page of Tiger Rag pounces with in-depth analysis, exclusive interviews, and stories that leap off the page faster than a tiger chasing a Georgia bulldog. Don't settle for the sidelines. Tiger Rag Magazine puts you front and center of the action. Subscribe now and transform your LSU sports experience. Tiger Rag Magazine, the Bible of LSU sports.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andre Champon. State and local law enforcement officials will gather tomorrow to discuss how they will beef up security outside of Tiger Stadium for future LSU football games. Andrew Greenstein has more.
This comes after, for the second time this season, gunfire mars the festive atmosphere of an LSU home football game. Before this past Saturday's game, a man accidentally shot himself in a leg, and two people were injured in a shooting by the campus's north gates. Baton Rouge Police Chief T.J. Morse says his department will help LSU police in any way it can.
They're going to have to take lead. It's their property. It's their decision on what they would like to be done. And we're going to be there to support them in any way that they would like us to.
On the latter shooting, Chief Morse says it happened with officers nearby and arrests will be coming soon. I'm Andrew Greenstein.
The LSU Presidential Search Committee has picked a date on when they plan to select three finalists to be the next president. The date will be October 29th, and the plan is to hire a president after Halloween. The three finalists will have a chance to meet with faculty, students, and donors. LRN.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
State Senator Blake Miguez says his campaign has more than $2.5 million in cash on hand, as he's one of a handful of Republican challengers to Senator Bill Cassidy's reelection bid. Miguez says his contributions are coming from real people.
We have nearly 6,000 individual contributors, and we have contributions from all 64 parishes across this great state.
All of the candidates in the race will have to submit their latest campaign finance totals tomorrow. Small business optimism declined in September for the first time in 3 months. NFIB spokesperson Todd Pack says small business owners are concerned about inflation, supply chain issues, and labor quality issues. Pack says the lack of quality workers is forcing small business owners to raise wages.
About 31% of our members who responded to the survey say they increased wages in September. And nearly one in five plan to raise wages sometime soon.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Andre Champagne.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com.
Here we come.
Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag Radio is back on the air. Live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Super Chevy Dealers Studio from the East Baton Rouge Parish Library, the Goodwood Boulevard branch. Jeff Palermo along with Todd Horn and Glenn Gilbo from Tiger Rag Magazine and TigerRag.com. Let's bring in our next guest. That's Teresa Walker from the Associated Press in Tennessee. Teresa, thanks a lot. We appreciate your time. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. It's just a quiet week in October. You know, Titans are firing their coach.
Yeah.
And Vanderbilt is ranked.
Yeah.
For a fifth straight week this season. I mean, I've been covering Vanderbilt since 1992. We're in uncharted waters.
Wow. Wow. You've seen some low times then. Man, wow. Yeah, this should be a very interesting game. You know, when you look at LSU schedule at the beginning of the year, obviously the Alabamas, the A&Ms, they pop off the schedule. But I always had this game in the back of my mind saying, man, this game just looks like trouble for LSU just because – I knew Vanderbilt was going to be good. Diego Pavia, he's just got this moxie, this bravado about him that makes him dangerous. And I would love to see how that Alabama game would have played out if they don't turn it over twice in the red zone. I know that's part of the game, so you can't just totally dismiss it. But speaking of Diego, how much better is he as a quarterback than he was from a year ago?
He's better. He's completing more of his passes. He's orchestrating the offense really, really nicely. I mean, yes, there was the hiccup with the two turnovers in the red zone at Alabama that, ooh, if not for that, that would have been an interesting and fun fourth quarter, I think, for everybody to watch in the SEC. But he is a guy who, when there are mistakes, he shakes them off and goes and makes the next play. You know, I think it was Nick Saban who said before that game in Alabama that he's like a point guard and how he's distributing the ball. But, you know, the one thing they didn't do in that Alabama game that they did so very well a year ago was, you know, him running up, you know, right up the middle, you know, and that and the shovel pass. That just disappeared from that game. So I'm really curious to see how they move forward here and, you know, reorchestrate and maybe zone back into what they do well as an offense. But let's put it this way. Diego Pavia has got Cedric Alexander in the backfield. He's got Eli Stowers, who a lot of mock drafts are already having him as the first tight end taken in the NFL draft. There's some talent on this roster here. And, you know, hey, Diego Pavia has already said he's going to the NFL next year.
Hey, Teresa, this is Glenn. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it. I wanted to ask you, like, before this turnaround with Coach Lee at Vanderbilt, did you cover Vanderbilt regularly, or are you having to do more on them the last 2 years because of their tremendous, you know, turnaround?
Hey, Glenn, yeah, I've covered them since 92, but let's be honest. There's some years, especially since the NFL came to town. I've got an NHL team in the state, in Nashville proper. I've got the NBA down in Memphis. I'm responsible for all of Tennessee. So Vanderbilt most years gave me a reason to ignore Vanderbilt football. And, you know, but the last 2 years, it's become must-cover football. And I'll say one of the highlights of my career was that game against Alabama last year. For so many years against ranked teams, I felt like, you know, Charlie Brown, and it's like, oh, I'm gonna get to write that game winning. Vandy pulls the big upset over the ranked team, and then, oops, nope, there it goes. The team we expected to win takes the ball and runs off the field. And so last year when they didn't trail a second against Alabama, it's like, do I finally get to write that story? So yes, I am covering a lot more Vanderbilt. I was gonna be over there today. But then the Titans fired their coach, so I had to go to Titans and hear the new coach today. So I'm playing a little bit of catch-up tonight to prepare for this game on Saturday.
Well, Teresa, this is Todd. Even though you had to spend some time at the Titans facility today, I'm sure you're aware of the narrative that they're, you know, as far as what Clark's saying about LSU, what Pavia is saying about LSU. So what are they saying about LSU? You know, they haven't been favored over LSU since 1948.
48.
And they are favored. I've seen 2.5 points, 1.5 points. And also they hadn't beaten LSU since 1990. So what are they saying about the Tigers right now?
Well, and remember this. This is going to be just the fourth game all time between these programs with both of them ranked. They haven't met ranked since 1947. Think about that.
That was a good game that year, by the way.
Yeah, you know, I'm not that old, Glenn. I'm not admitting to that one.
I am, though. I was there.
Huge, no, huge ratings on the SEC Network. I remember that, too.
It wasn't a JT game?
That's funny.
It was on the Mizzlou Television Network.
Well, I will say this. We don't get a ton of Pavia now that we're in season.
Yeah.
He spoke at a media day just before the season started there at Vanderbilt. You know, Clark usually says the right things, but there's a difference about Vanderbilt. They have talked since the start before the season about, you know, and they said it, you know, Pavia said it at SEC media days in July. They're targeting playing for a national championship. And, yeah, I rolled my eyes like everybody else in the SEC did when they said that. And Clark Lee explained why he was saying that at that media day in August. it's like, you know, you've got to you got to say it to start believing it's possible. And he knows well the Vanderbilt history. He played for Bobby Johnson about just over 20 years ago. So, you know, he saw the empty seats. He saw the routes, the thumpings at the hands of the SEC's elite. And, you know, that was the Bobby Johnson group where, you know, they just didn't curse. You know, remember when Bobby wouldn't allow cursing on the team. So, you know, he's been there and seen that. But this is a different Vanderbilt. It's not just the renovated stadium. Guys, the first renovation since 1981 on West End. I mean, it looks nice. It's not Neyland. It's not, you know, anything you're going to find in Alabama or LSU. But for the only private university in the SEC at Vanderbilt, the smallest university, even with expansion, it fits what they need on campus. They're bringing more luxury to the game day effect, trying to get more of Nashville. It's like it's a burgeoning city. Come on in, see us play. We got an SEC team right here. Come watch. And, you know, and then you see what's happening on the field. I mean, you know, the goalposts getting dunked in the river after beating Bama last year. 5-0 start this year. Only the second time they've done that in 80 years. I mean, you know, they're putting up points in that 5-0 start. They're putting up points the likes that hadn't been seen in 72 years. So it's like we truly have not seen what they're doing on West End because, my late father-in-law was a huge Vandy fan. Well, he passed about 3 years ago, or 7 years ago, excuse me. So it's like there's – and the long joke about Vanderbilt's faithful is that, you know, don't worry. They're coming. Just they need a little help getting in the stadium. Yeah. So students are showing up. It's a different vibe on game day.
Yeah, you know, Clark, it's funny, Teresa, because I remember the 2022 SEC Media Days coming off a 2-10 season. He was talking about the national championship that year. I remember writing a column just on that, like, who is this guy? And, I mean, what is it about Clark? I mean, I know they've done well in the portal and NIL, but What is it about him as a coach you think that's really working?
Well, he came here from Notre Dame where he was coaching in the playoffs. And he was the defensive coordinator, so he saw what it takes at the highest levels to compete. And being at Notre Dame, he saw that, yeah, sometimes you have to do it a little differently. You can't do it the way LSU and Alabama does it. You got, you know, and knowing at Vanderbilt, you've got to do it differently. But combine that with him coming home wanting to win. You know, he brought in Barton Simmons, who's done so much on scouting high school prospects and rating them over the years. You know, somebody he knew from high school to help him find the right players for Vanderbilt. And then Vanderbilt hires Daniel Viermeyer as chancellor. Guys, this is – I mean, I covered Gordon Gee when he wiped out the athletic department over 20 years ago, right? Got rid of his athletic director. And now you've got a chancellor who not only – supports athletics. He believes that, you know, this can be a big calling card for Vanderbilt. You don't have to be just a great academic university. You can succeed in athletics. And, you know, they're doing great things in soccer. And they just unveiled their volleyball team in August, brought that back. And, you know, Shea Ralph has the women ranked 19 in the preseason poll today, hadn't been ranked since 2012. So they're trying to turn around a lot of programs over there and sustain the ones like baseball with Tim Corbin that have had success. And they're doing, you know, think about it. If there's any a program in the SEC to take advantage of revenue sharing and NIL, isn't it Vanderbilt?
Yeah. Yeah. Now I'm even more worried about this game.
I think that this is a Vandy win. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, see, but I'm listening to it all, and I'm seeing all this macro picture look at Vanderbilt's enthusiasm, and I still don't see how they're going to score more than 10 points against LSU.
Oh, come on. Did you see Ole Miss score 24 points against LSU's defense?
Diego, baby. He's going to score.
Just note that they are 19th in the country in total offense, and they are 7th in the country in scoring points.
Wow. All right.
She sounds really confident.
Not your dad, Vandy.
I think Todd and Teresa need to make a bet.
And, hey, that coach learned everything from Brian Kelly. Yeah. So he's got to be good. There you go.
Teresa, thanks for the insight on Vanderbilt football. We appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys.
All right. Have Teresa Walker weekend. Joining us from EP, Tennessee. We'll be back after this. Another library guest will join us here on Tiger Rag Radio. as the Super Chevy Dealer Studio on the road tonight. We'll be back.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we go! Let's face it, we all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, TigerRag.com.
No more mold. No more damage. No more outdated old bathroom. No more slipping and hurting. No more stress. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. Be stress-free. Call 800-770-5322. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. Ask about our military and senior discounts. Your dream bathroom in as little as one day. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass-treated door. Call now for free premium color upgrades. 800-770-5322. Call BCI Bath and Shower, the leader in bathroom remodeling. Be smart, safe, and stay a step ahead of inflation with our interest-free financing options. Call 800-770-5322. Love your bathroom with free upgrades. Call 800-770-5322. That's 800-770-5322.
You should call that radio station and let him have it.
Good idea.
1-800-673-5555. I want to be under the bright lights. I want to be on the Broadway stage.
Tiger Rag Radio is on now.
Tiger Rag Radio broadcasting from the Goodwood Library, part of the East Baton Rouge Parish Library, the main branch. And since we've been here, we've been doing these broadcasts here over the last couple of years now, and I have learned that a library is much more about books. It's just not books. It's about all kinds of things. And one of the cool things that the library offers people is an opportunity to help better their professional career or get their foot in the door in whatever career they're trying to get into. And Lynette Lee is joining us on Tiger Rag Radio. She is with the EBRPL Career Center. And there's a couple of things that are coming up that I know you want to highlight, so let's get right to those. First of all, Wednesday at 6 p.m., the representatives from LSU Southern and the Baton Rouge Community College are going to be here to talk about jobs that are on their respective conferences and are on their respective campuses. So, Lynette, I'll let you take it there from there, and thanks for stopping by.
Oh, of course. Happy to be here. So, yes, tomorrow night we have our college employment seminar. We have recruiters coming from the three major colleges in the area to talk about how to get hired for the jobs on their campuses, what kinds of jobs they have available, compensation, benefits, career paths, what the application and hiring process is like. And these are all kinds of jobs for all kinds of walks of life, not just teaching positions, but also positions working in the office, program administration, maintenance, landscaping, dining hall, anything that you could name, the college has a position for it.
I don't think people realize that a college, no matter where you're at in the state or in the country, but if you have a university or even a community college, that is a major employer for that area. And it isn't, when you think about college, you think about professors and so forth, but there are so many more jobs that are on these campuses.
Most definitely.
Yeah, so this is going to be at 6 o'clock tomorrow. So if you're interested, you're looking for a job, you want to work on a campus, Be around young people. you can check this out at 6 o'clock. That will be here, right, at the Goodwood branch?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now, you got another event coming up, actually, a week from tonight at 6 o'clock. I may have to skip the show next week and come to this. It's Salary Negotiation 101 at the main library at Goodwood. That's from 6 to 8. If you're looking for a raise or if you're out there job hunting, and I know it from hiring people, talking salary is always the sticky part, right? This is, I guess, a class here, a seminar that can help you get through those kind of discussions.
Absolutely. So, as you said, that is next Tuesday, October 21st at 6 o'clock, Salary Negotiation 101, led by our certified career coach, head of the Career Center. She's going to be talking about salary negotiation techniques for people who are currently employed and looking for a raise or a promotion. Also for people who are looking to negotiate new job offers. A lot of people don't realize that these kinds of negotiations, it's about more than money. You can negotiate benefits. You can negotiate perks. And she's going to talk about all of the nuances of that as well.
Well, yeah. And just the way to approach it, I think a lot of people don't know how to. Some people have been working here for 2 years, haven't gotten a raise. Well, how do you even just start the conversation?
Exactly. And it's about so much more than just saying it's what I need. It's about making a case for why you deserve it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And that's Tuesday night, a week from tonight, 6 to 8 o'clock here at the main library at Goodwood. Mm-hmm. Before you get out of here, Lynette, tell us more about the Career Center. It's really a fabulous place. If you're looking for a job or if you're just starting out in the job market, this is the place to go to get some great tips and pointers on how to improve your candidacy as a potential employee.
Oh, well, thank you so much for the for the endorsement there.
Yeah.
So, yes, the Career Center is a free resource to help anybody with their job search, with their career planning. We have certified resume writers. We have a certified career coach. We have interview specialists. We can help with completing online job applications, with figuring out what you want to do for a living, anything related to the job search.
Wow.
And it's all free.
Figuring out what you want to do. There's thousands of people out there that are, what do I do?
Absolutely.
What am I going to do with my life? Hey, thanks a lot, Lynette, for stopping by. I appreciate it. She is with the EBR PL Career Center. Thanks very much for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right, that is Lynette Lee. We got one more segment of Tiger Rag Radio. We'll do that when we come back here from the Super Chevy Dealer Studio, which is located tonight at the Goodwood Library as part of the East Baton Rouge Parish Library System. We'll be back after this here on Tiger Rag Radio.
Cummins is known for their commitment to quality, performance, and products that are built to last. They make it their business to understand their customers' priorities and partner in their success. Cummins has the technical expertise and experience to deliver fast, high-quality repairs using genuine parts. And by calling 1-800-Cummins, you have access to one of the largest and most capable sales, service, and support organizations in the industry 24/7. For more information on Cummins products, service, or support, call 1-800-Cummins.
Chevy trucks have you covered when the road takes you from smooth sailing to Chevy Colorado will eat up some of the toughest terrains with 5 available drive modes. And Silverado and Silverado HD have the muscle to take you out for some serious with multiple engine options and impressive towing. While Silverado EV is the perfect combo of performance and capability.
Nice.
Making it a snap to hitch up this electric truck and hit the road. Wherever the road leads, Chevy trucks are right there with you. See your Super Chevy dealers today.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
Go online to BoudreausElectrical.com for information about Generac standby generators.
Tiger fans, are you looking for the latest news on all things LSU? Then Tiger Rag Magazine is your go-to source. Whether you pick up the magazine or browse over to the website, Tiger Rag Magazine provides you with the most up-to-date information on all the sports, university, and recruiting news that matters to you. Find it at your local newsstand or online at TigerRag.com. Here we come.
Let's face it. We all know that the recruiting scene at LSU can get a little wild. Don't fret. Now more than ever, Tiger Rag Magazine is staying ahead of the game when it comes to name, image, likeness regulations. Thanks to our Tiger Rag Magazine experts and analysts, we can help you understand what it means to LSU and how you can stand formed on this rapidly changing landscape. Plus, our website makes it easy for fans to get their hands on all the information they need about LSU athletics. Get your subscriptions today. So, if you're looking for in-depth coverage of everything LSU, look no further than Tiger Rag Magazine. Available on newsstands or online, tigerrag.com.
Now, back to Tiger Rag Radio, live from Super Chevy Dealers Studio.
Back here on Tiger Rag Radio as we wrap it up from the Goodwood Library, main branch of the East Baton Rouge Parish Library System. Jeff Palermo, Glenn Gilbo, Todd Horn. We only got a few minutes, so I want to get right into it on a lot of these topics that we just have not been able to hit tonight. First of all, Garrett Nussmeier spoke with the media tonight. He talked about the feeling of helplessness that he had at times this season because he was not able to perform to the level that he wanted to at the start of the season, but he feels like he is now, after being challenged by Coach Brian Kelly, he is now back to playing with that swagger. Coach Kelly talked about that. I really thought a lot of what Brian Kelly said on Monday was trying to prop up his team. He was just very positive, overly positive. We talked about that in the first segment, especially concerning Weston Davis. I think he's trying to build up all these guys' confidence as you're going into the second half of the season, which is much more difficult than the first half of the season. And then one other little point I want to make here, kind of going off on what you said, Todd, to Teresa Walker about LSU's defense. How they got to Lenora Sellers, I thought, was really impressive last Saturday. And actually, I got a lot more respect for Lenora Sellers because he got the you-know-what beat up out of him in that game, and he kept getting up and kept trying, and LSU was all after him. They got to do that again this Saturday against Pavia. They got to get after this kid.
Yeah, it's the key to the game for me. You know, one of the things that LSU did to Sellers was they put so much pressure on him, and they contained him, and he had 22 rushes for 19 total yards when you include the sacks, 5 sacks, but he ran, covered 900 and something yards during that game. So he was running around that much. If they can keep Pavia under 50 yards, and my question to Teresa was serious. I mean, if LSU can hold them to 10 points, LSU can win 20-10 or somewhere like that.
20-10, that seems like the magic score.
But I think that if LSU gives up more than 20 points, I think they're in trouble. I just do.
I think the magic number is 24, just like the Ole Miss game. I really do. I think if LSU can keep Vanderbilt under 24, can LSU's offense score more than 24? They could not in Oxford. Can they do it in Nashville?
Right, and that's exactly what I've got. It's basically if Pavia gets more than 50 yards, 50 yards or more, I think Vanderbilt wins 24-20. And I think if he's less than that, LSU wins 20-17, 20-10.
Yeah. And you know, Lenoris, as our South Carolina guest said last week, was not having a good season as a runner. So this is a bigger challenge with Pavia than Lenoris. But they did do really well. I thought Harold Perkins played much better against South Carolina than he did against Ole Miss. They got to have a great game from him.
And the thing about Perkins, I don't know if you guys noticed it or we didn't talk about it, but he played inside a lot more than I've seen him the rest of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that was because he was playing spotter so much, but he was in lining up inside quite a bit.
Boy, him and Wes Weeks bit hard on that 73-yard run.
Yeah.
They took that motion fake. That looked bad. They got to fix that.
And that's another thing. Vanderbilt has a much better running game with running backs with Alexander. So that's going to be key.
Fascinating game coming up Saturday in Nashville. That's going to do it for us from the Goodwood Library, part of the East Baton Rouge Parish Library System. For Glenn, Todd, I'm Jeff Palermo. Andre Champagne back at the studios. We'll see you again next Tuesday here on Tiger Rag Radio. For the latest in LSU sports, check out TigerRag.com.
Tiger Rag is everywhere. Online at TigerRag.com. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/TigerRag Magazine or follow us on Twitter at Tiger_Rag.